It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. All this hour, we explore the history and debate that surrounds Confederate monuments. A marker in the historic Myrtle Hill Cemetery was vandalized toward the end of last year. The statue featured a Confederate soldier holding a rifle. Cemetery staff in Rome found the soldier's face smashed and its hands gone. Stan Rogers is the cemetery's director.
It took some planning and premeditation to destroy that statue like it was tore up. What could provoke you into doing something like that after it's standing there on top of that monument for 108 years? What kind of mixed up, sick mind would cause you to do that? And my message to them would be, they need to get Jesus Christ in their life.
That Confederate soldier stood atop a monument. Dedicated in 1887, the monument was initially topped by an urn. The soldier replaced that urn in 1909. 377 soldiers are buried in the cemetery's Confederate section and more in other areas. Stan Rogers says the monument was created to pay tribute to them, but says that sense of tribute has changed.
It overlooked the other soldiers buried in the cemetery. So this soldier symbolically memorialized all veterans, not just Confederate, but he was a Confederate soldier because at that time that was, you know, what the women of the Confederacy had done after the war.
Now the soldier that once stood atop the monument waits to be repaired. Stan chokes up as he describes the statue's future. He calls it a work of art.
I mean, it was just devastating that beautiful, I mean, this is made out of granite, Georgia granite. It wasn't a marble statue. It was made out of granite. And it took something to bust it up like it was busted up. I'm working with two companies now for us to get it repaired and placed back in on top of the monument.
Stan wouldn't say how much repairs will cost. He's still accepting bids for the restoration. While that cost falls on the city of Rome, there are individual donations coming in. Meanwhile, no one has been charged with vandalizing the statue. Stan says he understands why Confederate monuments upset so many people, but
I believe that a lot of people have been misled about the history. I believe that some of the soldiers probably didn't believe in the reasons for the war, but they fought anyway. The Confederate soldiers, they were loyal to the southern states. The Union soldiers, they were loyal to the northern states. It's a sense of loyalty, I think, more than reason.
Stan Rogers says it could be a year before Myrtle Hill Cemetery's Confederate soldier takes its place once again atop the monument.